She has got like the blondest hair in this whole entire conference. Can I get you guys to put your hands together for our only Rosie? She's got it.
You guys good? Awesome. Oh my goodness, it's so good to see you again. Hey, who's been here yesterday? Yeah, a few of you were here yesterday. Is there anyone here that this is your first night coming to conference? Nice, awesome. Well, you know, my great friend Kellen, he's actually not going to be coming and joining us tonight unless he manages to somehow get this raft that he's building finished ahead of time, because he's got these great plans that tomorrow morning, when the tide's nice and high, he's going to try setting off onto the seas to go and get help so he can get off the island. So he's out boarding. If you hear any bangs or crashes or anything out the back, just ignore them. It's probably him. You know him. He always gets tangled and stuff, but he's learning, right? He's learning. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see him a bit later. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Well, hey, I want to ask you guys a question. You don't have to answer it straight away. You might need to think about it, because I don't know about you, but after a couple of days of conference, it might take a few more seconds to be able to answer tricky questions. But this question is, have any of you ever heard something and it just didn't line up with what you were seeing? And you're like, what? So I'm not meaning when you're watching a movie and the talking's going like this and the sound is coming after the talking and it's not even matching. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a time when you heard a noise and then you turned to see what it was and it just wasn't what you thought it was going to be. It was like, what? That wasn't what I was expecting. So I'm going to give an example. If you were hearing something like this, oh my goodness, like heavy metal music. There must be like a big heavy metal band or something that's gonna start playing. And then you see, wait, a ballerina? What? That's not what I was expecting. Where's the band? No, that's not what I expected. Seriously, was that what you guys expected? You expected that? No way! There was meant to be like some heavy metal band with their guitars and doing some crazy music, right? Oh my gosh. What about, let's do another noise. What about if you heard something like this? Oh, it sounds like an epic battle, right? There's like swords, there's horses, maybe some chariots. That sounds crazy. And where's the artillery, the horses, the carts, the swords. Is there going to be anything pop out? I don't know. What? An old lady gardening? No, that is not what we're meant to see when we hear those noises. No, get down. That is not what I expected. Did you guys expect to see that? You are tricking me. I know it. That is not what I expected. Okay, we're going to try one more. You guys ready for one more? All right, so what about if you heard a noise like this? I know what this noise is. It's a monkey. What do you guys think is going to come out? A monkey or a chicken? All right, and then you see something like Pastor Lionel? What? That's not what we were meant to see. Where's the monkey or the chicken that was making that noise? No, that's not at all. That's just weird. Those things did not match up with what we were hearing, did they? No, that's just silly. That's ridiculous. But you know what? Sometimes you and I, we might have a bit of a C problem. What? I'm not talking about, you know, like the ocean, the high seas. I'm not talking about, you know, a problem with your boat that's leaking and it's, I don't know, the seas just caused all these problems. I'm talking about a problem with what we see. That kind of seeing. Because, you know, sometimes, well, actually all the time, what we hear, it can affect what we see. Because the noise goes in your ears, right? And then your brain does all this stuff and it tells you what you should see. And so when we heard those noises, if I go to clap my hands, your brain goes and it tells you, oh yeah, you're going to hear a clap. But your brain's a pretty smart thing. But sometimes it just gets a bit confusing. So imagine like if you were to hear a train blast, what would you expect to see coming down the train tracks? A train, duh. Or what about if you're at home, you're in your bedroom, and you hear your mum call by your first name, your middle name, and your last name, what would you expect when you walked out? A grumpy mum because you probably hadn't cleaned your room. Oh, I know. You would probably be in trouble if she used all three names. I certainly would have been in trouble if my mother called all three of my names. But sometimes, things just don't match up. Now, there's a story in the Bible, and it actually talks about this exact thing. So, I want to tell you guys a bit of a story. Do you guys like stories? Perfect. Well, this story is about the Israelites. Now, I imagine a lot of you have heard about the Israelites, but there's this one story that I really, really love because it has spies in it. Anyone like spies? I know, me too. I know that Jeremy, in particular, he loves spies. But these spies, I don't know, maybe they were wearing black and masks. I don't know, I wasn't there. But these spies, there were 12 of them, okay? And there were two of these spies, and their names were Joshua and Caleb. And Joshua and Caleb, I know, great names. Anyone here called Joshua? Oh, man, that's such a great name. Anyone here called Caleb? I know, me too. Joshua and Caleb, God had actually told them some pretty special stuff, right? So Joshua and Caleb had been told that God was going to be giving them the promised land, right? Now this land, it was not like any other land. It was very, very special. And so in the story, Moses, he needs to send out these 12 spies. And he's got all these questions about the land. He wants these 12 spies to go and figure these things out. He wants to know, you know, like, what are the people like there? Are they big and powerful? Can they do karate chops like Jeremy? Can they, I don't know, do they have good food? I mean, do they have Krispy Kreme down the road like we do here? They want to know all about the land. They want to know what it's like. And so these 12 spies, they all go off together into the land. And they find that the land, in the Bible it says that it's flowing with milk and honey. Now what that means is it was flowing with all the good things of God. So I imagine it must have been Krispy Kreme, right? Yeah. Krispy Kreme, ice cream, chocolate, I don't know, spinach. Wait, what? Did you say spinach? Oh, phew, pancakes. Yeah, so this land, they go in and they scope out the land, listen up, they scope it out, and guess what they find? The spies come back and there's 10 spies and they give their report of the land. And guess what the 10 spies said? The first 10, they said, oh man, it's pretty scary there. There's these giants. And the giants made me feel like I was a grasshopper. They felt so small. I mean, imagine if there was a grasshopper on the stage next to me, and I'm not exactly big, am I? No way. I would feel massive compared to that grasshopper. That grasshopper would feel giant compared to me. They said they felt like grasshoppers next to them. They said, this land, nah, it's not worth it. We shouldn't go there. They're just going to squish us like a grasshopper. Like what you guys probably do when you see mosquito, spider. Exactly. But remember, there were 12 spies and 10 of them said that. And there were the two other spies. What were their names? Do you guys remember? Good listening. Got to make sure. Their names, Joshua and Caleb, they came back. And do you know what they said when they came back about the land? They came back and they made the noise that Harry Slade made. They were like, ah! Just kidding. They didn't. They came back and they were like, this land's amazing. And God's already said that he's going to give it to us. And so they were filled with courage. They were like, easy. God's got us. I don't know what those guys are talking about. Yeah, there were these giants, but meh, God's got us. All good. Well, this meant that there were two different things getting said, right? There's like 10 people that are saying, don't do it, it's too scary. They're probably wanting to like go and hide in a corner or something. But the other two, they're going, ah, easy, God's got our back. I can overcome this because Jesus is with me. Maybe they'd come to kids' conference. Maybe they'd heard all those messages. I don't know. But they were like, nah, it's fine. And so the people of Israel, they had a choice. In fact, they had two choices as to who they were going to listen to. Because, remember, when God had said that they could go into the promised land and it was going to be amazing, they trusted God. But the rest of the Israelites had to choose. Were they going to listen to the 10 spies? I mean, there were 10 of them. That's the majority. If there's lots of people that are saying it, it must be true, right? Were they going to listen to those 10 people who were saying, not worth it, don't do it, oh, too scary? Or were they going to listen to Joshua and Caleb? There's only two of them. Who were saying, yeah, we can do it. Do you know what they chose? They're in the middle and they're going, eek. What do I do? They made the wrong choice. They listened to the spies over here who actually had forgotten of all the miracles that God had already done. Because God had done so many miracles up till then. They'd seen God part the Red Sea. Do you guys remember that story? It's one of my favorites. The sea just parted out of the middle and on they waltzed through and then it went all back together and the army behind them couldn't get through. God had made food fall from the sky. Imagine that if you're hungry and there's just food that just falls down, you go out the next morning. Ah, yeah! Don't even have to go shopping. Sweet. I know. Yum. God had done so many miracles and still they hadn't really been trusting in God and they chose the wrong thing. But do you know what? They went from what could have been the promised land to, it's kind of a bit of a problem land really, wasn't it? Because they didn't see it the right way. They didn't see it the way that God saw it or the way that God wanted them to see it. Now, we all have voices that we get to listen to. And we have to choose which one. Sometimes we might be listening to the wrong voice, just like the Israelites, where there were two things getting said at the same time about one thing. And we have to make choices too. Now, maybe you've done this. I'm going to just grab out my phone. Maybe you guys have done this before. Where you get maybe your mum or your dad's phone. Let me turn my camera on here. Let's see. Oh, perfect. Find a nice backdrop. And you pick up your camera like this. And they do these cool filters. Now, let me see. Wait, get just right. Oh, look at that. My mum would love that picture. little flower. Do I actually have flowers in my hair? Nah, but it's a, that's cool, right? Yeah, it's put a filter on. It's not actually what I'm wearing on my head, but it looks cool. Yeah, what if I, hang on, I'll try another one. Let's see. All right, let's pull it up. All right, I'll send this one up. Do you guys like my moustache? Me too. I know, it looks kind of crazy. Maybe I should sport that look more often. That's kind of cool. Or, you know, what about another one? Let's see, we'll try to take another photo. All right, let's send that one up. You're right, it looks exactly like me. I always go around with a wet, sticky nose and a massive long tongue and crazy ears. That's exactly what I look like, isn't it? No! I mean, it's debatable. Sometimes I might have a sticky nose after I've eaten too much ice cream or something like that. All right, let's do one more. All right, let's see. All right, or just smile. All right, let's see. We'll flick that one up. What are you guys laughing at? My mum would still love that face, even if my mouth was out to here somewhere. Don't lie. You guys wish you looked as amazing as me. I know. Yes, you do. But you know what? Those filters, like, do I actually have the crazy big face or the floppy ears? No! Okay, it's debatable. I know, it's debatable. But they change the way that I see myself. I don't actually look like that. But the filter, it changes the way I see it. And you know what? There's another word for filter. It's kind of a big word. And it's distortion. But sometimes the filter, it kind of distorts the way we see things. And it's not actually the way that it is. It makes us think that we might look a certain way, but we don't. We don't actually look like that. That's just the camera doing crazy cool things. But you know what? The way that they change how we might see ourselves is also what can happen in our lives. Sometimes we might pay attention to the wrong things. We might listen to the wrong things. And they make us start to believe things that aren't actually true. We might not actually be thinking about ourselves or about the people around us or about God the way that He meant for us to. Because we've got a bit of a filter over our eyes, or we've got a bit of a filter on the way that we're thinking about these things. So, you know, it might be that, you know, we're listening to something that sounds kind of like this. Psst. No one wants to be your friend. Maybe that's the kind of thing that we've heard before. And we have to choose whether or not we're going to listen to that. Or maybe it might be something like this. Nobody likes you. Or maybe it might be people saying this. You're no good. But actually, those people might be saying one thing. But did you know that just like the Israelites had a choice, they could listen to the spies that were saying one thing, or Joshua and Caleb, who were saying something else, we get that same choice. We get to choose if we're actually going to listen to what we're hearing. You see, when we hear those things, there's actually somebody else that's speaking who's telling us something completely different. Who do you guys think that might be? Yeah. I want you to yell it out just to make sure you guys all heard. Who is it? God. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. God speaks. And did you know that right from the beginning of time, God has spoken truth. So you guys know all the way back in the beginning of the Bible, right? You guys know what happened. So God spoke and he said, let there be light. And what was there? There was light, of course. And then what's something else that he said? Anyone else got one? What did he say? Yeah, exactly. He said, let there be clouds and birds in the sky. And he created all these things. And when he said it, it happened. He spoke the truth. And then, right towards the end of creation, he said, in fact, he made people, didn't he? Yeah. But when he made them, he then said, it was very good. Now, he wasn't just making a suggestion. He was actually speaking truth. It was so good. So God doesn't speak in suggestions, right? He doesn't just go, oh yeah, let there be light and there were frogs. He doesn't say, let there be clouds and there were Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme. He doesn't say, let there be crocodiles because they have such cool teeth that I could make into a necklace. And all of a sudden, there appeared a elephant. No! When he speaks, he only ever speaks the truth. He doesn't speak in suggestions. And so that means that when we read the Bible, we know that whatever it says, it's true. So when he says that he made us and we were good, that means that, like, we are top notch good. He wasn't just suggesting it. He said, you guys, you are so good. He was impressed. But, you know, just like I said before, we have to choose who it is that we are listening to. So, often, remember I said before, we often have these filters and we don't even realize it. But what do we do? How do we listen to the right voice? How do we even know God's voice? Did you know in the Bible, it talks about how God, he can speak in a soft, still, quiet voice. Now, he might not sound like Jeremy, who has a big, loud, booming voice. He might not sound like, who else have we got? Harry Slade, who often does a squeaky voice and a weird facial. But when God speaks, did you know? He speaks through the Bible, but he wants to speak to each of us. Did you guys know that? God actually, I know it, he wants to speak to each of us. And often, he does that in our thoughts. Who would have thought? That's kind of cool, right? He wants to speak to us in our thoughts. And sometimes, that might be just as simple as him saying, hey, you are loved. Sometimes, that might be that all of a sudden we remember our memory verse. Do you know what? God is speaking to you through the memory verse. Sometimes you might be reading in your Bible and you read something and maybe it is something that you go, oh man, that's kind of cool. Do you know what? That's God speaking to you. It's actually not that complicated. God likes to speak to us in really simple ways through our thoughts and what we read and through the people around us, which I think is pretty cool. He obviously loves us so much if he wants to talk to us like that. But you know, we don't want to block out what God's trying to say to us, do we? We don't want to get confused and start putting up these filters and be listening instead to the wrong things that we're not meant to be listening to. We need to be asking God to help us to make the right choice and listen to his voice instead of those voices that might tell us things that aren't true, like that we're not good enough, that maybe we're not good at certain things, or maybe we aren't pretty as somebody else, or whatever. We need to listen to the truth. So I absolutely know 100% that God, he's got great plans for each of us, and he wants to speak to each of us, not just when we're adults, but he actually wants to speak to us while we're kids. He wants to speak to us while we're young. There's so many stories in the Bible where God talks about these kids who did amazing things. And did you know, they were kids just like you. When David killed Goliath, he was a kid. He wasn't some karate chopper like Jeremy. He was a kid. Sorry, Jeremy. Mano. God used these people that were young. In fact, there was one king that was actually king while he was a kid. I mean, that's kind of crazy. Imagine that. Imagine if one of you was a king right now. That's kind of crazy. Or a queen. Exactly. It's kind of crazy. Now, here's what I want us to do today. I want us to all be nice and still. Now, we're not just going to still our body on the outside, but I want us to still our hearts inside. I want us to all to still our souls. And what I want us to do is I want us to stop for a minute, and I want us to make space so that we can hear the right voice, so that we can hear God's voice, so we can hear God's voice that lines up with all of his promises, so that we can hear God's voice that lines up with what is true. And it's not just a suggestion. I want us to put our attention on him. And what we can do is, you know, all those things that we've heard that might not be true, we can actually just leave them behind tonight. Here's what I want us to do. I want us to all close our eyes, so that we're not going to get distracted, so that we can still our soul, we can still our heart and our mind, and we're going to put our attention onto God. And we're going to start listening for the thoughts that he's going to place in our heads, for what he says about us. We're going to stop and we're going to listen for the truth that he wants to speak to us tonight. Because coming into this conference, when I was praying for each of you guys, God was telling me that there's lots and lots of kids here. And you know what? You often will say, I don't think God's ever talked to me before. But God is speaking to you, and you might just not know it yet. How cool is that? That you might just not realize that he's actually speaking to you. So, with our eyes closed, I want you guys, if there are things that you want to stop listening to, if there are things that maybe you've heard people say about you before, or maybe nobody's actually said it, but you've just thought it yourself, and you think, actually, maybe that's not true. I think God would say something differently about that. Then I want you to stand up as a symbol of giving that thing to God and choosing to listen to his voice instead. Okay? If there are things that you're like, I don't want to listen to those voices anymore, and I want to choose to listen to God's voice, I want you to stand up with your eyes closed. And I want you just now to ask God to help you to hear the things that he's speaking over you, to hear the truth about what he says about you, that you're loved, that he has amazing, amazing plans for you, that he has made you so talented, that he did not make any mistakes at all, not even one. And I want you to ask God right now, God, what do you have to say? What do you want to say to me? I want you right now to be listening for those little thoughts that God's going to place in your head, for that little voice that He's going to start to speak. And if you think that God might be saying something to you right now, I want you to put your hand up. If it's just a little thought that you think, man, I think God's saying something to me right now. Because I know that there's so much power when we speak those things out loud. And what I want to do for just a couple of minutes is I actually want a couple of you to tell me and everyone else what it is that God's saying to you right now. So if you've got something, you might just be able to give a little wave as to what it is that God's speaking over you. Just that little thought that it might be that God's saying. What's God saying to you?
That I'm loved.
Yeah, is there anyone else that God's giving them a little thought that they'd like to share? Yeah, what's the thought that God's giving you?
That He loves us.
That He loves us. That's awesome. And maybe God's giving you some dreams for the future. For one day that you might do some amazing things for Him. Maybe a dream that one day you might be leading worship on the stage. That maybe one day you might be a doctor. Maybe God's giving you thoughts like that. What are some of the thoughts God's giving you?
I am loved and appreciated.
Awesome. That's so true. You are so loved. What about you?
We are always loved.
Awesome.
That I'm not stupid.
That's such a good one, that we're not stupid. And that's right. God made you. And He wants you to believe that. He wants you to know that you're smart. He wants you to know that He made you perfectly. He wants you to know that you're going to make a difference, and you already are making a difference in so many people's lives, and your friends at school and the people around you.
He is appreciated in all of us, even ones that have been sick and struggling.
Awesome. One more.
I'm going to be a pastor when I'm older.
Awesome, that is so cool, Araha. And God wants to speak these kind of things into our lives. And remember, He speaks truth.
We are not alone.
We are not alone, that's awesome.
Whatever people say about you, it's always wrong if it's a bad thing. And then you can just pray about it.
That's so cool. Right, wherever you are, let's close our eyes. And I'm going to pray, God, I thank You that You always speak truth. God, I thank You that when You speak, everything changes. God, I thank You that You don't want to just speak to these kids through me, but God, that You want to speak to these kids directly. God, that You want to give